The Obama administration is trying to clean up some of the clutter that's accumulated over the last 20 years from the 1990s acquisition reforms. Ann Rung is the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. She says procurement reform went awry for several reasons. In his biweekly feature, Inside the Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about why Rung believes problems have developed and what the administration is doing about it. Jason is on the line with me now. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so Ann Rung has come in and has sort of leveled her sights on all those procurement reforms in the 90s. The FASA, FARA, what's going on?
Well, I wouldn't say all of them, because that's a huge heavy lift and just about 20 months left in the administration. But what I think what we're seeing is, why is this administration pushing toward category management? This is their big, you know, if you will, signature procurement reform initiative that I think has been building up over the last 6 years, that they're really going to try to get institutionalized now for the long term. And basically it comes down to this, and this was really telling at the President's Management Advisory Board meeting that happened just last Friday. Ann Rung said, listen, if you look at the optimal state of any procurement system, the federal government would not be the optimal one for performance. And, you know, I kind of call that the understatement of the week. I mean, I don't think anyone would argue with her saying she's wrong, or anyone would take offense to it. But she leads to a couple details that show where the things just kind of went out of control a bit. For instance, there's more than 3,300 contracting offices, not officers, but offices around the world. There's huge price discrepancies between agencies when they buy similar goods. You know, they buy a pencil, one agency is paying 10 cents a pencil, one agency is paying 8 or 7 cents a pencil. And while that's only, let's say, quote unquote, 3 cents, that's a huge when you're buying 10 or 20 or 30 or 40,000 pencils a year. Again, I'm simplifying it, but you get the point. There's also huge duplication across government. We've written about this now, Tom, several times, about the proliferation of multiple award contracts, for instance, for IT services, where Ann Rung and OFPP is really trying to focus on. And I think that's where she's saying this is where they went awry. And what category management is trying to do is kind of bring things back together, not necessarily to have one person, one agency, one contract, but just give people information to make better decisions. And I think that's the key here.
Now, Jason, if you look back at those procurement reforms, they were aimed mainly at information technology, which at the time was a 70-some billion-dollar item for the government-wide. Now it's close to 80-some billion dollars. It's been rising. But what they did was undo, as she acknowledges in your piece today, they undid the Brooks Act, which centralized IT procurement with GSA. And so you had to get the delegation of procurement authority. And that didn't work too well either. And so under the Clinton administration and Steve Kelman, her predecessor, five, six, seven times back, I forget how, I lost count of them, decided to give more authority to agencies. And so that hasn't worked out either. So it's where are they heading between what it is now and restoration of the Brooks Act?
Right. I think in many ways they're trying to find that happy medium. They're trying to say, let's centralize the way we look at procurement from a sense of, if we put, let's take IT, for instance, because that's one that one is really the furthest one along. And what they're doing is setting up these things called hallways under category management. We've talked about this before, Tom. And in fact, they're looking at what we'll say 10 super categories across the entire government, basically about $270 billion worth of commodity spending, not just IT, but office space or office supplies, or even medical supplies, stuff that, you know, many, many agencies, if not all agencies, buy. But let's pick on IT for a second, since one, you brought it up, and two, I think it's the furthest along. What they're saying is let's bring in a category manager, a full-time person working within OMB to really manage this program. Second, let's put out some guidance to talk about how to get people to buy this more intelligently. And then most importantly, let's set up these things called hallways within GSA on the Common Acquisition Platform and give people a place to go to find the data and then make smart decisions. Not one contract, but all the contracts. So if GSA runs several contracts, you know, whether it's the schedules or Alliant or networks, and then, you know, let's bring in DHS's, you know, contract for Eagle service, you know, IT services, or First Source for products, or NASA SOUP. You know, SOUP 5 was just awarded two of the categories last week. Let's bring all that data together, give people ideas of how to buy, price the details, and let them make better decisions. I think that's the path they're going down. And in fact, this the IT hallway is really the one that's furthest along, as I said. And I think that's where they're hopeful to make the biggest impact and get the success in the short term.
So you might almost say that a hallway is the metadata that's about all of the contracts for that particular category that has its name on that hallway.
Correct. And it's not just the contracts, but it could be service level agreements. It could be statements of work that people have used to buy, let's say, desktops and laptops that was successful. So another agency could kind of take it and tweak it. The 80-20 rule, 80% of it's going to be the same. Let's just tweak 20% to meet our needs. And the goal here, again, is information, make data-driven decisions, which we've seen a lot from this administration. There's been a huge push over the last 6 years for data-driven decisions and making smart decisions based on what they know.
All right, so the sand is slipping through the hourglass now. There's only an hour, a couple of years left, less than 2 years left. What can we expect from category management over the next, say, 12 months?
Well, I think what you're going to see is this the rollout of hallways, which we've talked about before in terms of IT is first, professional services is coming, office supplies is coming as well. In fact, at the President's Management Advisory Board meeting just Friday, GSA's Laura Stanton, who is really running several of the hallways for GSA under the Common Acquisition Platform, talked about the fact they're trying to add about 75 to 100 users every month or every week. And this is the, when you talk users, we are talking contracting officers, program managers, contracting, technical representatives, those types of people. So we're not talking about just, me and you, Tom, which would be nice to get access to it. But
I could tell them a lot if they listen.
Exactly. But these are people who need the data to make better decisions. So that, I think that's the most immediate thing. As OFPP mentioned about an IT policy that's coming in terms of how to buy through the category management and how to buy through hallways. The other piece is this hiring of a category manager, which would be the first one ever for a government-wide perspective. In fact, the job announcement is on the street right now, so people can now apply if they think they're qualified. And we do have a link to that job announcement on federalnewsradio.com within my reporter's notebook. So as you can see, they're putting up a series of steps that by the end of the summer, by early fall, I think we will see the IT really in what they call level or tier one, heading toward tier two with the goal to tier three.
All right. Well, you can read more about that in Jason Miller's Inside the Reporter's Notebook, now just posted at federalnewsradio.com. And Jason, also, you mentioned a set of bills introduced just Friday aimed at waste, fraud, and abuse, specifically at Homeland Security. What's going on there?
It was a busy Friday, without a doubt. Also, all my news came on Friday from my notebook. The Homeland Security A committee in the House side, actually several freshman congressmen ended up introducing several bills, I think seven in total bills, all aimed at DHS. And the one bill, I just want to highlight a couple of them, but the one is from Will Hurd, who's a freshman congressman from Texas, Republican, who leads the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on IT. But this is a DHS-focused IT bill that came from the Homeland Security Department. And basically what he's asking is the Homeland Security IT Duplication Reduction Act. This is a very simple two-page bill. It calls on the DHS Chief Information Officer to reduce the number of IT systems. Basically, that's all it says. And then it says how to do it. So the bill would require the DHS CIO to submit a report to the House and Senate Oversight Committees detailing the number of IT systems, an assessment of those systems, which ones are redundant, which ones are not, and a strategy for reducing those duplicative systems and how much cost savings or cost avoidance could come from that. Now, what's interesting about this bill, not only is it two pages and very straightforward, is that in many ways it's going to codify what DHS already has been doing for quite a while. I think the key factor here is, from Congress's perspective, is that DHS is not doing it quickly enough. And I think that's the frustration.
Because the unity of effort, I think, is what the Secretary Jay Johnson has been calling this. So it would seem like unity could also apply to duplicative IT systems.
Right. And there was unity of efforts now. Before that, there were the efficiency reviews done by then Secretary Janet Napolitano. And in fact, from the efficiency reviews, former DHS CIO Richard Spires, now current CIO Luke McCormick, have been taking very specific steps, specifically around HR IT, so human resources technology, and learning management systems. There's something like, Tom, ready for this? More than 130 human resources systems, including nine different learning management systems across DHS. And what Richard Spires started, and Luke McCormick, again, is continuing, is really trying to bring those down to one or two at the most, and really have a standard approach to these types of systems. And that's actually happening. And I talked to Luke McCormick about it, and he goes, we already have the initial operating capability up around the learning management system. And then we're going to look toward performance management systems and really take on that HR IT duplication.
And when you look at all that HR IT duplication and multiply that across all of the agencies, you begin to understand why OPM has a hard time figuring out what someone's annuity is when they finally retire, if they have to search through multiple systems to find out everything the person ever did, what their salary history is, and so forth.
And all the data feeding, does it go right into the main, you know, centralized EHRI system? You're right, Tom. I think that's been one of the big problems, that not just at DHS, but really across government. And I think that's part of what the Office of Management Budget is trying to address. You know, they started it, you know, maybe 8-9 years ago with the HR line of business. And I think they found that there's so many systems within these agencies that it probably made more sense to start at the agency level and then work to a government-wide level.
So it sounds like it's time for a HR hallway.
It's coming. You know, one of the things that in that HR hallway will be a new training and management contract, which the draft RFP came out just recently. But there are also going to be other contracts and other services that are out there. So that's part of the goal of this administration.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that report.
My pleasure, Tom.